Yo, what is up, all you primetime players, all you primetime fans, all you newcomers that's just coming out to the podcast? This is the Primetime Thoughts Podcast, and I am your host, Primetime Scott 3, or Zachariah Scott, as some of y'all like to call me and whatnot. Hey, I know it's been a long time, and I'm going to definitely be more consistent. I've said that in the past, but I'm going to show y'all. I'm definitely going to be more consistent. I'm going to be less on the games and more about making podcast episodes and bring you guys more content. So this channel is definitely going to get run up and stuff like that. But also, check out my gaming channel, Primetime Scott, on YouTube. On there, you guys are gonna definitely see the more gaming side of me, so more content on that. So definitely go check those out. But for this video, I had a Twitter poll on my Twitter, Primetime Scott 3. Link's gonna be right there by down below. And on my Twitter video, I had a poll of what you guys want next for a podcast episode, and the choices were between talking about the NBA 2K League tip-off, recap, and then a preview of some of the stage games. And it was NBA 2K League NBA 2K24 wish list. The next one was some NBA trade rumors. And then the last one was NBA draft preview. So, I'm going to pull up the poll. In a crazy amount, like it was a landslide, an absolute landslide, and an absolute landslide, as you guys could kind of see whenever it focused. There it is, where you guys could see the NBA 2K. 2K24 wish list won by an absolute landslide. So this is what I'm bringing you guys for this video, right? So to start off with, number one, what I absolutely, it's a must have at this point for 2K24 to be successful, for 2K to just stratosphere and just take off and be the most successful sports game. No, not let alone sports game. Be the most, the best video game in considered of game of the year. If 2K wants to be in game of the year type of things, right? Not just sports game. I'm talking video game. I'm talking 2K League taking off. I'm talking like my team tournament taking off. Like everything taking off. If 2K wants to separate themselves, they already are killing the sports game aspect of it, right? But Madden is going to make a competition with this next Madden that's coming up. So that's what I'm saying, for 2K24, this is what they need to have if they want to just absolutely destroy EA and destroy Madden and give them a reason why not to bring back Live, even though we all really, really need any Live. But anyways, number one on the list, include cross-play, cross-gen, whatever. Make sure cross-play is in the game. So that way, make this only to where PlayStation 5 and Xbox Next Gen, so S's and X's and stuff like that. Make sure the S and the X and whatever Xbox really has for Next Gen. Make sure all Next Gen consoles can play together. It is about time. About time. We've been dealing with Next Gen for the longest now. So it's about time they add in cross-platform. Like next gen consoles are on the shelves. There's no type of gameplay or like interior. Like Sony and Microsoft are on their stuff now, so they don't have a problem they don't have like interior problems where people have to go buy something. Like the only thing that's really a problem is like the hard drive space. So that's all I really see is the, like some of the hard drive stuff. But like Sony and Microsoft are on their stuff now. And if Madden, if EA can go cross-platform with Madden, Call of Duty has already been cross-platform for a long time now. I think Fortnite's been cross-platform for a long time now. There is no reason why 2K cannot go cross-platform. That kills the whole, oh, the game is dead in January, or the game is dead in by December, and by November the game is dead. December the game is dead. January, February, people aren't gonna be saying all that stuff if you guys have cross-platform to start off the game, or even a little bit after the game, like maybe at season two, you guys add in cross-platform or something like that, right? But if you start off the game with cross, if you add in cross-platform, that keeps the game going for the whole 2K cycle. Because now pro-am guys that be playing all these pro-am leagues and stuff like that, now they have PlayStation, they have pro-am leagues for PlayStation, they got pro-am leagues for Xbox, everybody could come together, and we just have one. UPA is just gonna take off. The UPA pro-am league is just gonna be able to take off. The 2K is actually gonna be able to take off. Now what we have seen is, like, for the 2K league wise, we have seen that it's played on PlayStation 5. It used to be on PC, and some of the guys were able to play with their Xbox console. But now what I've seen is they moved over to the PlayStation 5. So 2K league wise, it's not hurting the 2K league wise to go cross platform. If anything, it's making it better, because now you're gonna have guys that can play against some of these PlayStation guys, and you got Xbox, which is seems like the weaker competition, but not really, because there is some guys that are exclusively on Xbox that can play and keep up with some of these PlayStation guys. But if you include these cross platforms, it just makes it a whole lot better, right? So that's the first thing. Add in cross play. Next thing, lower the VC amount. If you lower the VC, and by lower the VC amount, I mean it shouldn't be like $20 for 75 VC, or like $50 for 100 VC. So now you gotta pay just to make your player a freaking, what is it, 85 overall, or is it 85 overall, you gotta pay up to like $75 or to $100 or something like that, or some whatever crazy amount. If you lower the dollar amount for the amount of VC, you would have people willing to more buy the game. Well, not buy the game, but willing to more make builds and pay VC for the packs and stuff like that. I'm not saying lower the VC amount. I'm saying lower the dollar amount for VC. If you get what I'm saying. So the more you lower it, like how it used to be in previous 2Ks and stuff, is the more that people are going to make more builds, and people are going to buy the My Team packs and buy all the extra clothes and stuff like that. And that's another thing. Include more clothes. You guys have all these brands, but they're so limited time. Like, have these brands in the game at all times with all their clothes. Now switch out the clothes from time to time, right? Like every week, like swap out the clothes, if you get what I'm saying. But have these brands available, so that way people are buying all your clothes and stuff. And if the brands want to add in more clothes, then let them add in more clothes. The more clothes that people buy, is the more VC they have to have. If you lower the VC, the VC dollar amount, that's the more VC people gotta buy. See, I'm trying to make you, I'm 2K, I'm trying to make you guys more money. But if you lower the amount, if you lower the dollar amount, you guys will get more people will buy more VC. See what I'm saying? Number three. A new legend reward. A new legend reward would go so far in 2K, bro. Like, so far. Like, for the people that hit legend, they should be able to have a build that's 99 overall, badged out, maxed out, and you could make it like one build, or you could consistently make it like, okay, after you hit legend one time, then you get to every year all your builds are 99s now and stuff like that, because you grinded the game. This is your reward for grinding the game. Your build has all the rest of your builds are 99 overalls, bashed out, maxed out, and if you guys want to include Gatorade boosts or boosts in general, that's fine. With the legend rewards, that's fine. But I personally think like, just having the rest of your builds be 99 overalls, bashed out, maxed out, I think that would be a great legend reward. And then also for the first legends, they get a free copy of 2K25 and then some VC or like exclusive shoes or something like that. Like, increase of what it means to be a actual legend in 2K. And also have a VIP logo. Make sure that your legends have VIP logos. Like, I see all these VIPs with 2K logos because they get it from 2K shows and whatnot, or they grinded the game. Like, content creators, they got 2K logos. I see NBA 2K league players with logos, football players, musicians, basketball players, NBA players, stuff like that. Like, your legends should have logos too. Not a couple of stars and maybe a thing that says legend at their bar and stuff like that. That's so weak. That's so small. Like, it's not really that much. Like, you just grinded the game. You just earned everything and you earned everything, all the rewards and stuff like that. You should have a big thing over your head that says legend or VIP or 2K legend or something like that. Like, Make it known, make it seen like I grinded this game and I'm a legend and 2K is rewarding me for it. Another thing, take out the My Team rewards and My Career. In the season rewards, right? There's my Team packs. Why? It's My Career. I'm focused on My Career. I'm focused on my player. I want a park pack, or like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want something that's dealing with the park or My Career, or like maybe another sleeve or some boost or something like that, like unlimited boost or something like that in one of the season packs or some. Like, take out the we don't need My Team packs, and then they're weak little My Team packs that nobody really cares about. Like, it's not, those My Team packs are not gonna, if I'm playing My Career, I'm focused on My Career. Like, if I'm a park player, I'm a 2K creator and I'm really focused on a park or pro-am or just making my team My Career content, right? I'm not really focused on My Team packs, and I'm just going to let those sit. I don't need them. I don't want them. So make those My Team cards. Make that VC, coins, sleeve, clothes, transportation, something. Like, make it something worthwhile. Like, we don't need My Team cards and My Career season packs, especially when you go into My Team and you see the rewards already in there. Like, My Team has their own season rewards, so why include My Team cards and My Career? I don't understand that. So get rid of My Team cards and My Career season rewards. That's a waste of time. Another thing that's a waste of time: animations. like celebrations and emotes and stuff like that. Like if you guys do not include it in the very first season, like at the start of the game, just add it into like season 2 or season 7 when you guys first release the game and all these new animations are coming out and stuff like that. I do not want emotes. I do not want celebrations. I don't need to see the J.R. Smith spinning his hands or the three little thing for J.R. Smith or the mellow thing and stuff like that. I don't need to see the shooting arrow, bowling arrow, or LeBron silencer and stuff. I don't need to see that all that stuff like in a season reward, bro. Like I just grinded out this level. I'm grinding out the game. And my reward is an emote that I'm probably not even gonna put on, that I probably can't even put on for a celebration because I still have to grind the game. Like celebrations aren't worth it. They're not good season rewards at all. I'm on number four. Momentum bar. And you're going to be like, Scott, what do you mean by momentum bar? So what we've been noticing a lot and with the community-wise is if your team is hot and shot, when your team is hot and it's things are just going right and stuff's just going right and everything's good and stuff, like, you guys, man, momentum is a crazy thing. And you guys have all the momentum. You're not getting ripped that much. You're getting crazy amount of steals. Shots just falling. Stuff that should have not went your way, it just goes your way because you have that momentum. So what I would like to see is a momentum bar, right? Keep momentum how it is. I just want to see a bar so that way, like, I know, like, okay, like, the game is favoring this team because they have the momentum. So let me use this timeout to slow down their momentum. So that way it becomes a little bit more even. It becomes a little bit more balanced and stuff like that. And then when my shots are going in and stuff is going right for me and stuff, I slow down their momentum and it becomes more balanced and I'm gaining momentum and stuff like that. I just want a momentum bar to see the progress. I don't want you to touch team takeover. I don't want you to touch takeover, stuff like that. Keep everything the same. I just would like a bar that's at the top, like, you know, like right up here at the top or right at the bottom and stuff, or right above the little scoreboard and stuff. I just want a bar to see where is 2K siding, because momentum is a thing. If you guys don't believe momentum is a thing, go check out some of the other 2K content creators and they could explain to you more what momentum is. And I can guarantee you, people, the community have noticed momentum is a thing and there should be a bar for it. So that way everybody knows. Because when I go into the rec and people are making slightly earlies and slightly lates and earlies and lates and stuff, and stuff's just going in, and I mean threes, middies, fades, like just crazy amount of stuff just going in. No, this is nothing around the rim. Everything is like a jump shot, your face, a shot green stuff. Like, I would love to see a momentum bar. Just so I can know. Just like I said, all right, guys, we got to get the momentum on our side. Last but not the slightest thing. Not the like, this is the craziest thing. Number 5. And then I'm done. This is going to be a short little video. So, number 5, right? Make the Pro-Am 5v5 court. Make the 5v5 court bigger. The 5v5 court has to be bigger. I could tell the difference just by looking at the game. I could tell the difference in the 2K League courts, that those are bigger. And I keep asking all the 2K League heads. I have asked the Black Frame Whites. I've asked some of the coaches and stuff like that, and they have even said, like, the court's bigger than what we see on the 5v5 court and on the rec court, especially the rec court. The rec court and the 5v5 court look like look exactly like the Dreamer court. Exact, like, same size, everything. It looks exactly like a park court. And it shouldn't be the case. I can understand if the Pro-Am 3v3 is like the park court, because that's supposed to be where the 3v3 court is at, right? But even the 3v3 court for the 2K League, that looks bigger than what we got on the game. And if we're supposed to be, if the 2K League takes stuff from retail and then changes slightly, right? Just change it slightly. Why is the court different? Like, why when I play All-Star Team mode, or why when I play on league teams, right? Well, by league teams, I mean like NBA teams. Why when I play on NBA courts, me and my friends could absolutely tell the difference. We absolutely tell the difference. Like, spacing is much more big. Like, the court's way bigger, way wider, and stuff like that. You could go play the All-Star team up. Go play on NBA teams with your friends, and I guarantee you could tell the difference. You could absolutely tell the difference between what the court feels and looks like, and the spacing and stuff like that from an NBA court on the game and a Pro-Am 5v5 court or the rec court. It's crazy. The courts have to be bigger. Have to be bigger. Like, nobody can really run an NBA play, an NBA design play on those 5v5 courts. That's why you constantly see all nothing but 5-out pick and roll, 4-out 1-in, stuff like that. Like, how can I run a 3-2, and by 3-2 I mean 3 on the perimeter, 2, 1 at the free throw, 1 in the high post, 1 in the low post. How can I run a 3-2 or 3-2 offense? How can I have 2 post players, or like have my power forward just end somewhere in the mid range to break down the 2-3 that I'm constantly seeing in the 2-3 zone? How can I have them break down in somebody at the free throw line if the court's not big enough? The court's really not big enough. So the defense is able to just play 2 people all the time. Some people are able to play 3 people if they're good enough. 1 person against 3 people, and then he has all that cover, and he has all the time to and I say he because all the players are he's. All my players are he's and stuff like that. But the person is able to cover 3 people. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. So make the courts bigger, so that way we have better spacing. That way we can actually run basketball plays. That way we don't always have to see a 4-out 1-in pick and roll, or as our offense, or a five out offense. Like, you guys want to see different offense being run, but you guys don't give us a bigger court. You guys don't give us the advantages and stuff. Alright, with that being said, I'm sorry, I just got a text, and it threw my head off, it threw off my train of thought. With that being said, that is my NBA 2K24 wish list. To recap, my wish list is basically cross-platform, lower VC costs, take the My Team cards out of the game, out of those season rewards, add something new for being a legend, a momentum bar, and bigger courts for Pro-Am 5v5 and rec. But that being said, peace. Make sure y'all like, comment, and subscribe. This is your boy, Primetime Scott 3. And I'll catch y'all back for another episode. Peace. Y'all have a good one.